Today on It Takes a Killer, our investigators look at a high-profile murder case involving a music legend. When a beautiful blonde actress gets into the wrong limo, the results are fatal. But was her death a suicide, an accident, or something far more sinister?
Baltimore newlyweds Daniel and Kristen, an older home means a grand entry and all original details. But while she's eager to take on a fixer-upper,
this bathroom needs work.
He's not sure.
I think we should probably get out of here.
And while these historic homes do have some perks,
really impressive from the outside,
they also have their quirks.
I still have yet to see a closet.
It's all next on Hunting Vintage.
When you think of Mitch Hedberg's laid-back West Coast stoner vibe, you might be surprised to learn that he actually came from the Midwest, St. Paul, Minnesota to be exact. Despite the fact that Middle America is generally a pretty conservative region, Hedberg never really tried to hide his liberal drug use.
Life in the city comes at you at 1,000 meters a second. According to a recent study, the average city dweller is subjected to over 60,000 forms of stimuli on any given day. That much information beamed into your brain, it's not surprising that some people can react a little differently.